Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here, as always, to sift through the noise and get straight to the useful stuff from the information you send us. And today, well, today we're revving up for something quite a few of you seem very interested in, the latest on the 2025 Chevrolet Silverado. Okay, so let's unpack this then. You sent us this really crucial piece of material. It's an excerpt, and it's titled 2025 Chevrolet Silverado Pricing Details. And that title, well, that's exactly what we're going to dive into today. We're going past the rumors, skipping the speculation. We want to get right into what this specific source actually reveals about the, you know, the price tags for the 2025 Silverado.
Yeah, and I think what's really significant here is that we're moving beyond that whole when are they going to announce it phase. We're jumping straight into the, okay, what are the real numbers phase now? And for a vehicle like the Silverado, I mean, it's so central to the U.S. auto market, right? Official pricing details, they aren't just, you know, numbers on a screen. They're really the foundation. It's what buying decisions get based on. It's how comparisons are made, how the market itself sort of recalibrates. So this announcement, the one detailed in your source, it really signals concrete market readiness. It gives consumers and industry watchers too the actual specifics they've been needing.
Exactly. So our mission today, it's pretty laser focused. We want to dissect the precise pricing info that your source has provided for the 2025 Chevy Silverado, and then try to understand what it immediately means for you, the listener. We're going to peel back the layers, look at what these numbers really signify, and why these specific figures matter so much, especially if you're maybe thinking about a new truck. Okay, so let's just jump right in. The source you sent over, it lays out the official MSRP's manufacturer's suggested retail prices for several key trims of the 2025 Silverado. And honestly, for a lot of us, this is the info we've really been waiting for. It looks like Chevrolet has strategically tweaked the pricing across the board. There are some shifts worth noting.
Yeah, and what's immediately interesting, I think, is the nuanced approach Chevy seems to be taking here. Your source points out that the entry-level WT, that's the work truck trim for the 2025 Silverado, it's going to start at $36,800. Now, if we connect that to the bigger picture, that's actually a pretty modest increase, maybe, what, $300 compared to the 24 model. It really suggests Chevrolet is trying hard to keep an accessible entry point, you know, for fleet buyers, for people wanting a basic capable truck, trying to keep that price down even with production costs going up everywhere. They're definitely aiming to stay competitive in that segment.
$300 bump on the base model. Yeah, that does feel pretty restrained in today's market. It shows they're trying not to alienate that core customer, the one who just needs a reliable truck for the job. But what about the middle ground, the really popular stuff? The source has details on the LT trim, right? Coming in at $48,500, that's a slightly bigger jump. Looks like around $700 more than last year. What do you make of that positioning?
Well, this is where you start to see Chevrolet kind of balancing that accessibility with added value. The LT trim, it's often the sweet spot, isn't it, for so many buyers? You get a good jump in comfort, tech, features, but without hitting those really premium price points. So $700 increase for the LT, while it's more than the WT, it probably comes with some enhancements to, you know, justify it. Maybe something in the infotainment or perhaps some driver assist features become standard. It's about maintaining that perceived value. It's a super competitive segment. People are cross-shopping all the time with, say, the F-150 XLT or the Ram 1500 Bighorn. So they need to make sure that extra cost feels like it brings something tangible or at least keeps it competitive against those rivals.
Right. So it's making sure that extra $700 feels like it's worth it. Not just, you know, hiking the price for the sake of it. It's a strategic move to keep that trim appealing. Okay, now let's talk about the top end, because this is where the source shows some, well, some pretty interesting shifts. The high country trim, that's the pinnacle of the Silverado lineup, right? It's now listed at $72,500. That's a much more substantial increase. Pushes it up by about $2,500 compared to the 2024 model. So what's behind such a big jump at the luxury end? What's the thinking there?
This feels like a really clear signal. Chevrolet is leaning further into that luxury truck market. They're going head-to-head, directly challenging rivals like the F-150 Platinum or the Ram 1500 Limited. You see, with the high country, buyers expect the absolute best. And that $2,500 hike, it strongly suggests a really robust suite of premium features. Could be advanced materials inside, maybe cutting-edge tech, maybe even more standard driver assist systems that used to be optional. It's about cementing the high country's place as a genuine premium offering, appealing to those customers who want, well, both the capability of a truck and the comforts of a luxury SUV. So for you, the listener, if you're looking at a top-tier truck, this price hike signals a real push to justify that cost with an even more upscale experience.
That's a really key distinction. distinction, isn't it? It shifts the conversation about the high country from just being expensive to being premium. You expect more for that kind of money, and it sounds like Chevrolet is really aiming to deliver. Now, the source also mentions the destination charge. It's often overlooked, but it's critical for the final price. It states a consistent $1,895 destination charge for all trims. For anyone maybe not familiar, can you just quickly explain what that covers and why it's important to factor in?
Oh, absolutely. The destination charge, $1,895 here, it's basically the fee the manufacturer charges to ship the vehicle from the factory, the assembly plant, to the dealership. And critically, it's not negotiable. It's usually the same across the country for that specific model, and it gets added right onto the MSRP. What's interesting sometimes is that vehicle prices might shift slightly, but the destination charge can move independently based on, you know, logistics, fuel costs. So for you, the learner, it's vital to remember this fee is part of that final out-the-door price. It's a non-optional cost you absolutely have to budget for. It doesn't matter which trim you choose.
Good reminder, because yeah, nearly $2,000, that adds up fast. Okay, our source also flags some popular add-ons. It says the highly sought-after Duramax 3.0L turbo diesel engine option that'll carry an extra cost of $1,900 across the trims where it's available, and there's apparently a new advanced technology package. Includes things like a head-up display, enhanced parking assist, that's going to be $3,500. These are pretty significant figures if you want to customize. How do these optional prices fit into Chevy's overall strategy?
Yeah, this really tells us a lot about how they segment their customers. That $9,900 for the Duramax diesel, I mean, it's a chunk of change, but it's a familial price point for people who really prioritize towing and maybe fuel efficiency in a half-ton truck. It caters to a very specific performance-focused buyer. But then the $3,500 for the advanced tech package, well, that speaks to a different kind of buyer altogether, right? Someone who puts a premium on connectivity, convenience, maybe the latest safety features. If we connect this to the bigger picture again, it lets Chevrolet keep the base prices of the trims relatively competitive. But then they can make good margin on these highly desirable optional extras. It's, you know, it's a common strategy in the industry. But the specific pricing here really shows that they've done their homework on what customers are actually willing to pay for these kinds of upgrades.
That makes a ton of sense. Keep the entry barrier lower, but then offer really compelling upgrades for those who want to spec out their truck. So if we look at all these numbers together now, the modest increase on the WT, the sort of measured bump on the LT, and then that more significant push on the high country, what does this overall pricing strategy tell us about Chevrolet's confidence? Confidence in the 2025 Silverado and its place in this incredibly competitive truck market.
I think this strategy suggests, well, pretty strong confidence. Confidence in the Silverado's refreshed appeal and definitely its ability to compete across all these different segments. By keeping the WT price fairly stable, they protect their volume in that crucial work truck sector. The LT's moderate increase suggests they believe its feature set is still really compelling for the price. But that more aggressive pricing on the high country, that definitely points to Chevrolet aiming higher. Not just competing, but maybe trying to set a new benchmark for luxury and tech in full-size trucks. This isn't just about selling trucks anymore. It's about shaping how people perceive the brand, what a Silverado can be at every level. For the learner, these specific prices are really crucial clues to understanding where Chevrolet sees itself right now and where it hopes to go next.
That's a great way to frame it. Like a strategic map laid out in numbers. It really underscores that every single price point seems carefully considered. And what's fascinating here is how having this official data really helps cut through all the noise, right? Before this announcement, potential buyers might have been working off rumors, maybe making educated guesses based on past years. But now, with these concrete figures, they can actually do proper comparison shopping, real financial planning. For some, maybe even make a final decision about their next truck.
Precisely. And this official info, it also helps to just dispel any, you know, unofficial guesses or speculation that might have been floating around. When the manufacturer puts out the formal pricing, it gives everyone an authoritative source, cuts through the conjecture. For you, the consumer, that offers a real sense of certainty, reliability in your research process. It means you can move forward with confidence, knowing you're using the most current, accurate numbers straight from Chevy, which is really vital in a market where sometimes early, unverified info can cause confusion or set wrong expectations, maybe even sway a purchase decision too early.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about the ripple effect for the dealerships, too. With these official prices now in hand, they can actually finalize their inventory orders. They can properly train their sales teams. They can start having real concrete conversations with customers about specific builds, financing options, the whole deal. It basically moves them out of that holding pattern and into active sales mode for the new model year. this official announcement is really the foundation for all those operations, which translates directly into, you know, real options for you when you walk onto the lot.
Indeed. It's that practical step that really underpins so much of what happens next. And it also highlights the strategic timing involved in announcements like this. Manufacturers don't just drop these details randomly. They often time them very carefully to maximize impact, maybe align with production schedules, sometimes even to get ahead of a competitor's move. So the fact that the 2025 Silverado pricing is out now suggests a very deliberate point in Chevrolet's market strategy. It signals they're ready for serious market engagement, ready to push for customer orders for the new model. It's basically the official green light that starts a whole new phase, moving from just anticipation to actual purchasing decisions.
It's absolutely a calculated move, for sure. And for you, the learner, just knowing these precise pricing details are now public knowledge, that's a major upgrade to your information toolkit. It means the full financial picture of the 2025 Silverado from that base WT right up to a loaded High Country, including those popular options and the destination fee. It's not a mystery anymore. You can now actually go seek out these specific numbers, compare them properly to your budget, maybe to last year's model, or against the competition. You can start forming a complete picture. It's like the difference between knowing a movie's coming out versus knowing exactly when, how much the ticket costs, and which seats are available. It makes it real, actionable. So let's try and bring it all back together then. The core takeaway from this deep dive seems pretty clear and really important. The specific pricing details for the 2025 Chevrolet Silverado are officially out. As your source revealed, they range from the WT starting at $36,800, the LT at $48,500, and the High Country hitting $72,500. And remember that $1,895 destination charge on top of all those. This detailed info, it marks that big shift from just speculation to actual concrete reality for this truck. Gives you the solid numbers you need to make informed decisions.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture one last time, this precise pricing strategy, it tells us quite a bit about Chevy's market position. Those careful increases across the different trims, they show a desire to stay competitive at the entry level, definitely, but also to really aggressively chase that premium end of the market. Mm-hmm. And the pricing on those key options, like the Duramax or that tech package, it reveals they have a pretty clear idea of what features customers really value and, crucially, what they're willing to pay extra for. It just opens up a whole new level of detail for us to look into, moving beyond just the numbers to understanding their market intent and maybe even future trends.
So what does all this mean for you? Now that you have these initial but crucial pricing details for the 2025 Chevrolet Silverado, what's the very first thing you'll look for next? Or maybe, what specific questions do these price announcements spark in your mind about the 2025 Silverado? Are you going to dive into the standard features list for that LT trim, see if that $700 increase feels justified? Or perhaps compare the High Country's $72,500 price tag directly against his luxury competitors, like the F-150 Platinum or Ram Limited? What does this initial info tell you about where this truck sits on your personal consideration list? Something to mull over. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the 2025 Chevrolet Silverado's pricing. Keep that curiosity burning, ask those questions, and we'll see you next time on the Deep Dive.